And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Well, today we're going to take a look at the tactics of the left. And some of it is amusing. Some of it is not very amusing. We have, of course, you've seen the viral video of Jordan Peterson talking to Kathy Newman and how he completely owned her. She said, how dare you? What makes you think that you have a right to talk about transgender people? And he goes, because you offend them. And he goes, you're offending me. What right do you have to do this? In other words, are we going to have a discussion? Well, now he's been physically attacked as he was trying to carry out a lecture. We're going to give you some information about that, as well as Theresa May flipping Jeremy Corbyn's social justice warrior lecturing right back at him. But we got some big issues as well. We'll take a quick look at what is happening in the European Union, as well as this trade dispute. I talked a great deal about it yesterday. I'm not going to get into it in as much depth as I was talking to my wife yesterday. She got pretty wonky about that. You know, you don't want to talk too much about the details of stuff. But we're going to get the broad picture here. And we're going to show you what is happening, both economically and politically, what it means for the election, what it means for your life, quite frankly. And we've already had U.S. Steel, some aluminum companies say we're going to open up factories that we had to close under Obama. 2015, some of these closed. That recently. You know, it absolutely amazes me to see people and some of their comments, some of the establishment comments, people like Schumer, McConnell, Ryan, they're all in agreement. We can't do anything about this. That ship has sailed to China, actually. We don't have a manufacturing industry anymore, and we better not try to bring it back in any way, shape, or form. Well, it's not completely gone. And it can be saved, and it can be rebuilt again. And if we don't have an economy, we don't have a country. Just like if we don't have borders, we don't have a country. And we're going to talk about Jeff Sessions and the latest things he said about the certainly, we're going to take a look at the legal issues here and the back and forth between the Department of Justice and California. And do they have a right to nullify this? And is Jeff Sessions right? I call him Jeff Secession, because now he's gotten into lecturing California about secession, about nullification and so forth. He better watch his back. Because he wants to pretend there's no such thing as nullification. Well, I would say that more than 60% of the states say there is. They've already passed marijuana legalization, medical marijuana, recreational use of marijuana. They have already passed that. That is nullification. He doesn't have any legal authority for that anyway. They don't have any delegated powers to tell us which drugs we can and cannot take. And we just had the Health and Human Services Secretary say, well, the FDA has declared that medical marijuana doesn't have any health benefits. So there, doesn't exist. There is no such thing, he said, as medical marijuana. So the HHS Secretary says there's no such thing as medical marijuana. Jeff Sessions says there's no such thing as nullification. California says there's no such thing as immigration control. So we're going to try to sort that out. And we're also going to take a look at the latest updates in gun control as people are pushing this back. You know, we've got a lot of different attacks that have been happening all over the world. We just had a kid in Oklahoma do ISIS graffiti, fly the ISIS flag. They found a bomb there. That's me. I like ISIS. I like bombs and so forth. Maybe we should ask the teenagers that were at that school what we should do about that. You know, should we ban bombs? Should we make it so that you can't buy or build bombs until you're 21 years old? Oh, wait. We already have laws like that. We're going to talk about some people who got attacked with knives and machetes in Europe. One guy got his arm hacked off. Maybe we should have machete laws in Europe. All right, stay with us. Be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
You know, it's pretty amazing when we look at the tactics of the left, as we've pointed out, as we see CNN doing this to us. But it's something we've seen a long time with the Antifa people, the brainwashed college kids, Lenin's youthful idiots. Now, the youthful idiots, that's what I, as a Freudian slip when I was talking about these kids at the Parkland shooting. But it really does apply. I mean, there is no useful idiot like a youthful idiot. And we see these college kids who've been thoroughly indoctrinated in Marxism. They hate free speech. They don't want an argument. They just want to shut you down. We saw it when we were at the abortion clinic here. We had signs talking about how abortion was created by Margaret Sanger, how Black Lives Matter, so stop abortions, because that was always the target. It was black genocide. And now they've broadened it out, too. They've killed a lot of babies of all different colors. But the focus has been on the black community. And as we were standing there with those signs, we had these communist Antifa people come up, put black signs in front of our signs. They had nothing to say. They just wanted to stop us from talking. And then, of course, tried to grab the mic and run away with it as well. And we see the same type of thing happening, going back to the debate that went viral between Jordan Peterson and Kathy Newman. You know, I wonder if when Jordan Peterson sees Kathy Newman, he says to her, "Hello, Newman." Back like the Seinfeld. But I want to play you a little bit of a clip of this, because after he completely shut down the insanity, the cognitive dissonance of the left, then he's going on to a lecture at Queen's University in the UK. Up to 150 far-left activists protested the speech. They don't want to hear his speech because he has something to say and because they can't counter it. So what they did, 150 of them barricaded the doors shut. They smashed windows. One protester was caught with a deadly weapon, a Garrett that's a pointed knife, coming after this guy, because, they can't handle his arguments. And here's a good example of how these people can't argue. Here's Jordan Peterson with Kathy Newman right here.
"You cited freedom of speech in that. Why should your right to freedom of speech trump a trans person's right not to be offended?
Because in order to be able to think, you have to risk being offensive. I mean, look at the conversation we're having right now. You know, like, you're certainly willing to risk offending me in the pursuit of truth. Why should you have the right to do that? It's been rather uncomfortable."
"Well, I'm very glad I put you on the spot."
"Well,
I'm
very glad that I have exercised my point."
No, she's the one who gets put on the spot.
It's like, you're doing what you should do, which is digging a bit to see what the hell's going on. So, and that is what you should do. But you're exercising your freedom of speech to certainly risk offending me. And that's fine. I think more power to you, as far as I'm concerned.
So you haven't sat there and... I'm just trying to work that out. I mean...
gotcha.
You have got me. You have got me. I'm trying to work that through in my head. Yeah, yeah. It took a while.
It did, yeah.
It took a while.
Yeah, she hasn't got an argument. And they don't have an argument either. Because they're going to say, because it hurts my feelings, you can't talk. If I don't like what you have to say, you can't talk. And that's the argument that's being used across the spectrum. Not just the transgender issue. Every issue. You know, they put the youthful idiots from the Parkland shooting up, use them as a wall against any criticism. And if you say anything about these kids who have obviously recovered from any grief or distress enough to go on television nonstop 24/7 and tell us what policies we should be following. And if you criticize them because they're in the public arena lecturing us on policies, oh, that's bullying and harassment. And that's what she was saying. It's bullying and harassment if you talk about transgender issues. He's a psychologist. And that's what these people were saying. At the university there in UK, they had a crowd yelling, lock him up, burn it down. Yeah, seal that place where he is speaking and lecturing. We don't want any free speech on university campuses. Oh, no, no, no. We've got our Marxist professors who've already told us what to think. So seal up the doors and burn the place down. And one of the people who took part in the protest said, there's a lot of commitment out there for trans rights. And for shutting down the conspiratorial hate speech of Jordan Peterson. Conspiratorial. How is he conspiratorial on that? He was logical, not conspiratorial. I don't even know what they're talking about. I'm really happy to see that happening, he said. And Jordan Peterson, again, always spot on. He retweeted it and he said, barbarians at the gate. That is the barbarianism. That's what our universities have turned into. They've turned into a situation where they want to burn down our society. And just to show how absurd all of this is, a story that just came out a couple of days ago in New Zealand, a transgender mountain biker in New Zealand rode in the national championship this last Sunday as a woman only weeks after competing in the male division. A transgender mountain biker, Kate Weatherly, a biological male, now identifies as a female for the purposes of this race, competed in the women's division 3 weeks after competing as a man, despite rules requiring transgender athletes to have testosterone levels within an acceptable range for 12 months or more, and surprisingly, won first place in the Women's National Mountain Biking Championships in Wanaka. Said she's been riding as a guy for 4 or 5 years, then with no stand-down period whatsoever, she was in the girls' category. And this is what we see all the time. Why is it, by the way, for the feminists, why is it that we have separate categories of competition between men and women in the Olympics and mountain biking in every sport? Why is it? Yeah, these hormones, testosterone, makes a big difference. It's natural in men. Of course, we just had the situation here in Texas. You had the runner. A wrestler who was, a girl who wants to be a guy and is taking testosterone and keeps winning the state championship because of the testosterone. Is that fair? Of course it isn't. Of course it isn't. But it's part of the insanity. And I guess, you know, when you look at this, you can identify as any sex you want, as any race you want. They're telling our kids in kindergarten who don't even understand what any of this stuff is. And they haven't had any hormones that have been kicking in to even have them think about gender. And yet they're telling them, you can be a girl if you want to, or boy, you know, change your sex and change your race if you want to. You can change your name and we won't tell your parents. That is actually child abuse. That is child abuse. And it is grooming these kids for pedophilia, quite frankly. Now, another strange story that came out was a story about the Alexa demonic laughing. This was reported in the Daily Mail. Drudge picked it up. There's a good chance I get murdered tonight, said a terrified Amazon Echo user, revealing that Alexa has been emitting bone-chilling laughs at random and is also ignoring their commands. Some people said, hey, turn off the lights, and it doesn't do that. It just starts laughing. And they reported that it was a witch-like laugh. I want you to hear this laugh and see if it reminds you of anybody in particular. Play that again. Okay, now, if that didn't ring a bell, let me refresh your memory. Let's go back to Benghazi testimony where we had Hillary Clinton being examined about the Benghazi stand down.
Okay, and who else was at your home? Were you alone?
I was alone, yes.
The whole night?
Well, yes, the whole night.
Oh, sounds
familiar. I don't know
why
that's funny. I mean, did you have any in-person briefings? I don't find it funny at all.
I'm sorry, a little note of levity at 7:15.
Well, I mean, the reason I say it's not funny is because it went well into the night when our folks on the ground were still in danger. So I don't think it's funny to ask you if you were alone the whole night.
Yeah, you know, what difference does it make? Hey, what if you were to ask Alexa, give it the keyword Benghazi. What does it do when you say Benghazi? Huh? Let's play that clip. What if you say, there you go. What if you say help? Yeah. What if you say, the Russians rigged the election? All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. We tell you fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Technology with a random demonic laughing that sounds like Hillary Clinton might be creepy, but not as creepy as what is going on with Google and the Pentagon. As we reported yesterday, there is a contract now with the Pentagon to use Google to identify objects as well as people, facial recognition and other things. Very dangerous idea, but it is something that we have seen coming for quite some time. It's already far more advanced in law enforcement. We have Palantir and other agencies that are working on pre-crime types of identification, minority report type of information. And they've actually been leading the field in geospatial intelligence and activity-based intelligence and human domain analytics, taking a look at all of your metadata, which says, oh, that's not important. That's not important. We don't, you know, we're not, we're just collecting metadata. Don't worry about that. No problem at all. We're not collecting all of your phone messages, all of your vocal communications or your text. Oh, no, it's just the metadata. We don't need a search warrant for that. And by doing that, they can take a look at the hive mind. But now they're going beyond that because we have drones that have been used for assassination. They've killed Americans abroad under Obama without a trial, without due process. They just ordered that they be killed. These are people who were legitimately American citizens. Now, they were working with ISIS. They probably could have been convicted. But I find it kind of troubling every time we have a president, whether it's Barack Obama or whether it's President Trump, who says, do it, and we'll worry about the due process later, if at all. That's a very dangerous idea. And so, as the headline from Zero Hedge puts out, hey, Google, who should the U.S. government kill today? It's kind of like the questions being asked to the Amazon device. Can you turn off the lights? No, not going to turn off the lights. And just start randomly laughing at you. So Google is now going to be telling us, telling the Pentagon, who they should kill. They're going to be identifying certain things. They will identify that as suspicious. And, you know, when we look at this from the law enforcement perspective, we've had situations where some of this pre-crime, minority report, artificial intelligence, and it is applied artificial intelligence, not general artificial intelligence, but applied artificial intelligence. So look at somebody and look at the way that they walk. And sometimes that's used as an identification along with facial ID, but sometimes it's used to identify suspicious behavior. And so in one particular incident, somebody was kind of loitering around a car in a parking lot, and then they bent down and disappeared. And the AI that is watching this reports to law enforcement and says, there's some kind of a carjacking going on here. Well, it turned out that was the car owner and they were trying to change their tire. Misidentified. But the AI swatted them. They could have been killed very easily, because of the, rules that we have, from our government. So, you know, when we look at this, we look at the all-seeing eye, as RT reports it. Google working with the Pentagon on using AI for drone improvement. So they're telling their drones, go ogle. Go ogle these people, go ogle these other people. That's Google, I guess. And they're talking about the fact that they're establishing, this is something that they did just back in April of 2017 on a very, very rapid deployment. This is the Algorithmic Warfare Cross-Functional Team. But Algorithmic Warfare, think about that concept. Warfare by algorithm, also called autonomous killer robots, that a lot of people are very concerned about because we understand what's going on with that. Use it to detect images, faces, behavioral patterns. And then, you know, on the basis of that, they're going to improve their bombing accuracy for autonomous drones. And they're going to have their hit list fulfilled. You know, we looked at facial recognition with the iPhone when it was released. They admitted that for every face, they probably would find another 1,000 people that could open up your iPhone. But don't worry about that. What about when we start using drones at a distance to recognize people and put them on a hit list? They said they're going to reduce the human factors. That's very worrying. But they're also going to increase actionable intelligence at the same time. And they're going to enhance military decision making. So they will be using this as part of their decision making matrix here. It'll be a very important part of that. They're going to be analyzing, using AI to analyze this. And one of the reasons that they have to do it is because they are grabbing so much information on all of us that they can't process it with humans. They don't have enough people to process it. So they got to bring in computers and start doing AI along with all the things that that's going to bring in terms of inaccuracies, false positives, or maybe missing somebody that they really should be going after. I talked to William Binney, and one of the things that he said, he spent a lifetime, a career, watching East Germany, the Stasi, where they had half the people watching the other half the people and writing little snitchy reports about what was going on. And he said, what we have here is far worse than anything that ever existed in East Germany with the Stasi because of the ability, the leverage that they have with technology. And that's precisely what this is about. The fact that they admit the fact that they don't have enough people to snitch and spy on everybody. So they're going to set up computers to do this with algorithms, and that will be extensible. There will be absolutely no limit to what they can do. They just have to buy some more robotic snitches. But for the time being, they can still use Best Buy's Geek Squad. This article came out, Pittsburgh, CBS, saying Best Buy's Geek Squad techs are searching customer computers for the FBI. Not looking for anything in particular, mind you. When you take your computer into these people, the FBI would tell them we'll pay you between $500 and $1,000 to actively search a client's computer for something that you think is suspicious. Maybe child porn. That's what pulled this up. It was a child pornography case against a California doctor. And the way they found it was having Geek Squad being paid as snitches. Kind of sounds like the East German Stasi, doesn't it? They start to look at your computer. They don't have to suspect you of anything. And they say the nature of the FBI's relationship with the tech company, with Best Buy's and their Geek Squad, may have violated the U.S. Constitution. That's CBS. May have violated the U.S. Constitution? I don't know. When I read it, the Fourth Amendment is pretty clear. You have to get a search warrant. You have to be specific about what the crime is and where you're going to be searching, what you're looking for, so forth. They discovered this information while the FBI allegedly paid the Geek Squad employees to go through clients' computers while they are being repaired. This came out of a FOIA request from the EFF, that's the Electronic Freedom Foundation. They found that the Geek Squad's parent company, Best Buy, has been working with the FBI for at least 10 years. You know, it was a couple of years ago that we found, I think it was the NSA. It was an office out of San Antonio. And they had some kind of a watch list or something so that when certain people would buy a computer, perhaps they would send it to this special division in San Antonio. And they would put hardware in there to spy on people. And I think it was the NSA that was doing it. It was down in San Antonio. They would cross-ship this stuff first to that spot. They would load it up with bugs and then send it out. Or you can send your computer to be repaired by Best Buy, and they'll do it on the cheap. But this is exactly what the Silicon Valley censors and spies, Facebook, Google, and the rest of them are doing to you. And they get paid a lot more than $500 to $1,000. They get all kinds of benefits.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Let's talk about Jeff Secession. We've got Kamala Harris tagging him saying, you got no right to talk about any of this. Well, actually, he doesn't have any clue about what he's talking about. I don't think she does either. But this all began over the fact that on Tuesday, we had the Department of Justice under Jeff Sessions filed a lawsuit against California over three of the state's immigration laws. To give you an idea of what some of these things are, they have one of the laws that under certain circumstances prevents local officials from giving any information to immigration enforcement agents or from handing over detained immigrants to federal custody. They also have, I don't know if it's part of that law, if it's one of the other two, but they also have severe penalties against private companies that give any information about foreign citizens criminally trespassing here in the United States to the federal government, immigration enforcement. So they'll penalize a private company or individual severely in California. So that on the one hand, you've got the federal government saying, give us the information. On the other hand, you got California saying, you can't give us the information. And so everybody's stuck in the middle. But then you have this pushback and forth between California state organizations and the federal organization, whether or not they're going to enforce the immigration law. So they passed these just last year. These are three pretty new laws, turning California into a sanctuary state. But here's the interesting thing about the lawsuit. As the Hill points out, the lawsuit is modeled after a lawsuit that the Obama administration filed in 2010. See, it's okay if Obama just arbitrarily comes out with executive actions and says, we're not going to enforce immigration laws. We'll call that DACA. It's something that Janet Napolitano, his Department of Homeland Security Secretary, who is in charge of Border Patrol and immigration control and so forth and enforcement, she just said, no, you know, I'm in charge of all that border and immigration thing, but I'm not doing anything. Not for a certain class of people. I'm just not going to enforce the law. And that was fine. But if Trump comes back and says, we're going to enforce the law. No, can't have that. Can't have that. Every little lower court federal judge in California or New York is going to stop him. And there's nothing that the Department of Justice or President Trump says that he can do about it. Yes, he can. He doesn't have to. It's not their authority. And we've had this type of situation before in our country. It didn't cause the country to break up or burn down. We had the Supreme Court tell Andrew Jackson that he couldn't remove the Cherokee from their land back east and send them out to Oklahoma. It was a horrible policy, but he had the authority to do it. And they said, you can't do that. And he said, well, you issued your opinion. Let's see you enforce it. I'm going to do it. We have a division of power here. That is under the powers that have been delegated to me. That is not your authority. Hamilton and others said the judiciary was, they looked at all these different things and said, you know, this is a really dangerous thing we're doing, putting a lot of power in Washington. So let's make sure that it's divided in Washington. Let's make sure that power is divided between Washington and the states and so forth. And he said, I think the judiciary is the least of our worries because they don't have any way to enforce their orders. Unless you have a president and a Congress that just says, we're going to let them do whatever they want to, because then we don't have to make the tough political decisions. We can just punt to these guys and just pretend that they're telling us what to do. And everybody can get angry at them, and there's no worries because, you know, they don't have to. They've got their position for life. We have to go for reelection. I don't want to make the public angry. I don't want to take a stand. I don't want to do my job. So we'll let the judiciary, that's appointed for life, we'll let them make the tough decisions. And we'll just turn over everything over to them. Or to the bureaucrats, who also don't have to stand for election. They can do whatever they want to the people, and we won't stand up against it or for the people that elected us. We'll just kind of stand there and smile for photo ops, and we'll collect money, and we'll put in things into bills that are help corporations if they give us contributions and that type of thing. They just take the easy route out. But here's what the Obama administration did. In Arizona, and they took this lawsuit all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's already made a ruling on it. And what they were doing was exactly the opposite. Arizona, because of Sheriff Joe Arpaio, had been doing it. They said, we want to allow Arizona law enforcement to help the federal government to enforce immigration and border patrol. And we want to use our own resources. Sheriff Joe had been doing that as sheriff. And the Obama administration came after him in all kinds of ways. And then the state said, we're going to do that statewide. And the Obama administration filed a lawsuit to them, went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, Congress has a right to set federal immigration policy. That's right. And then we had the Obama administration say, well, we're not going to pay any attention to that federal immigration policy that was set by Congress. You see this whole Kafkaesque nonsense that the left is using? They don't want to argue the points of the case. And unfortunately, neither does Jeff Sessions. So he comes out, and instead of saying, we've already had this discussion, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, the federal government controls immigration policy. That would be us. That would not be the state of California. We have those powers, have been directly granted to us under the Constitution. Instead, Sessions comes out and he says, there is no secession. Jeff Secession. Let's play that clip.
It cannot be the policy of a great nation to up and reward those who unlawfully enter its country with legal status, social security, welfare, food stamps, work permits, and so forth. How can this be a sound policy? Meanwhile, those who engage in the process lawfully and patiently and wait their turn are discriminated against, it seems, at every turn. There is no nullification.
Yes, there is.
There is no secession.
Oh, yes, there is.
The law is the supreme law of the land. I would invite any doubters to go to Gettysburg or to the tombstones of John C. Calhoun and Abraham Lincoln. This matter has been settled. A refusal to apprehend and deport those, especially the criminal element, effectively rejects all immigration law.
So basically his argument is, you fought for your independence and you lost, so shut up. You don't get a lawyer. Like Lindsey Graham. Look, he says, go to Gettysburg. Go to the tombs of John C. Calhoun and Abraham Lincoln. This matter has been settled. Well, I would say you could also, while you're there, that's not too far away, you can go to Yorktown, you can go to Valley Forge, you can go to Bunker Hill, and you can look at that other war of secession. I'm sure that the British government and the Queen and the King, or King at the time, said, you don't have any right to secede. They declared their independence. They fought for their independence. And I hope we don't have to go the path of secession to take back the powers that the federal government has usurped away from us. Immigration is not one of them. We all agreed when we created the Constitution, everybody said the border and national defense, we're going to let the federal government handle that. That was the main reason they created the federal government. And then the federal government got into all other kinds of areas. And if Jeff Sessions thinks that there's no such thing as nullification, he sounds just like the HHS Secretary Alex Azar that I talked about the other day. He said, there really is no such thing as medical marijuana. Well, you know what? 60% of the states say there is such a thing as medical marijuana. And a lot of research studies say that there is. He said, there is no FDA-approved use of marijuana, therefore there is no medical marijuana, according to him. In other words, if the federal government doesn't acknowledge reality, then reality doesn't exist. But you got 60% of the states have legalized marijuana, over 30 of them. You've had referendums. You've had state legislatures do it, signed by the governor. Just had two of them do that after Jeff Sessions started unconstitutionally trying to enforce his rule in that area. See, there's a difference. They don't have any delegated powers to prohibit marijuana because of the 10th Amendment, and it's testified to by the 18th Amendment. But they do have the power to enforce the borders. Why can't they get this right? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Why they can't get this right. As we're going to break, I talked about Jeff Secession and why he says there is no nullification, there is no secession. And just a couple of days earlier, his the HHS secretary said there is no such thing as medical marijuana. We're going to tell you why they can't get this right. There's study after study talking not only about medical marijuana, but also about the danger and the ineffectiveness of these drugs that are approved by the FDA. That's what Alex Azar said. He said, well, there's no FDA-approved use of marijuana, so therefore there is no such thing as medical marijuana, even though 60% of the states have now legalized medical marijuana, some just even for recreational use. But no, they're going to continue to maintain that madness, and there is a method to their madness. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. It's part of our Operation Paul Revere. That's our operation that we started last week to try to draw your attention to the desperate attacks of CNN as they continue to plummet in the ratings. We've been a big part of exposing how phony, how fake CNN has been. And they're pretty angry at us. I mean, they're trying to get us thrown off of YouTube. They're lobbying YouTube to try to get us thrown off. They're lobbying people who buy ads in general that would show up on some of our videos at the front because they were monetized, saying, do you know that your ads are showing up on InfoWars videos? Trying again to apply pressure as if YouTube needed it. They've been doing a conservative purge as it goes anyway. But, yeah, there is an effort across the board to act basically as gangsters and thugs. Nolte at Breitbart pointed that out. He said this is nothing but gangsterism. It's kind of a protection racket, but it is intimidation that they're doing. They're not, it's absolutely reprehensible for a media outlet, even if they don't agree with you politically, to try to shut down free speech for other people. I mean, you don't have to agree with somebody to understand how dangerous that is, unless you're very well connected with government operatives, as we see CNN and MSNBC and how they get funded by their close association with these people. But we don't get funded that way. We don't even get funded to a significant amount with the monetization that we have on our YouTube videos. Our funding comes from the products that we sell you at InfoWarsStore.com, and we really do appreciate your support buying those. It is a win-win situation, or as Alex Jones says, a 360 win. Products that are great for your health, that are natural, that are safe, that enhance your body's ability to work properly, to enhance your immune system, to help you to get rid of toxins, things like probiotics and fiber, you know, all that really dangerous stuff. It's not dangerous at all. We don't have to have long commercials warning you about how this stuff is going to kill you or give you a stroke like the big pharmaceutical companies' commercials that run on network television. But let me tell you some of the products that we have deeply discounted, anywhere from 30 to 80%. Here's one that's 40% off. That's InfoWars Life Select Survival Food. Non-GMO, made in America, great sealing so it'll last for 25 years. And then even after you open it, you can reseal it and continue to use it for another couple of days. That's 40% off. You can secure an emergency supply of food and make sure that you insulate yourself and your family against any kind of price surges that may happen with any interruptions in the food supply. Some of the products that we have that are 50% off, Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Real Red Pill, Pollen Block, Immune Wall, Biome Defense, True Whey Protein, Prebiotic Fiber, that's probiotics and fiber. All of those, 50% off. And we have apparel, much of it at a clearance price of 80% off. We even have an Aegis Armor backpack insert, 20% off. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Things discounted from 30 to 80% off. All right, let's take a look at why they are doing this. Of course, you know as well as I do. We've got Alex Azar. As he's saying, there's no such thing as medical marijuana, as I pointed out yesterday. $750 million are going to spend on research to try to come up with safer alternatives to opioids that are devastating our country. Opioids are things that people don't take because they're trying to escape reality. They're things that they take because they trust the doctors and the American Medical Association and others to look after their interests. They thought the FDA was going to look after their interests. And then they get addicted to these things, and it destroys their life because they can't get off of it. Well, they don't have to spend $750 million. As I said yesterday, I wonder who's going to get those patents that come out. Is that going to go to the CDC? Is it going to go to some big pharmaceutical company that's buddies with the FDA? Because that's really what's happening here. But as we look at medical marijuana, and as I talked about the fact that the opioid epidemic is coming through the medical establishment, we've got a study from the Journal of American Medical Association, JAMA. Just did a new study. It shows that opiates work no better than over-the-counter pain medicine for some types of chronic pain. And we saw this when Rand Paul was suffering severely with several broken ribs. He talked about the severe pain that he was in. As he's been interviewed by a doctor, he made it clear that he didn't want to go anywhere near opioids. Rand Paul said, I used over-the-counter pain medications. And now this study from the Journal of the American Medical Association says that there's no reason for them to prescribe these highly addictive drugs. Unless the big pharmaceutical companies want to make more profits because you can't get off of this stuff. Just don't prescribe it. The researcher's primary question was, for patients with moderate to severe chronic back pain or hip or knee osteoarthritis pain, how does opioid medication compare with non-opioid medication in managing chronic pain? This is 265 military vets who are at the Department of Veterans Affairs over a 12-month period, and they said no difference. The non-addictive, over-the-counter stuff that's not expensive, doesn't require a prescription, and doesn't expose you to the risk of addiction works just as well. And as a matter of fact, we've had studies. Here's one from the Minnesota Department of Health. Said that those who are known to be taking opiate painkillers, once they got into the program, 63% were able to reduce or eliminate opioid usage after 6 months. And that's not the only study. This is coming out of the Hill. Another one from Illinois, 2017. An assessment of medical cannabis patients reported that marijuana was an alternative to other medications, most commonly opioids, but also to anticonvulsants. In other words, we've known that for a long time, that if you're taking chemotherapy that causes you to throw up, it can stop that. anti-inflammatories, and over-the-counter analgesics. So that's out of Illinois. And New Mexico, they said, compared to non-users, medical cannabis enrollees were more likely either to reduce daily opioid prescription dosages between the beginning and the end of the sample period. So they said that if they looked at people who were using medical cannabis, 84% of them could reduce it versus only 45% who weren't taking medical cannabis. And that's just reducing it. They had 40% of the people were able to reduce it altogether if they were taking medical cannabis versus only 3% of the people who were able to do it if they weren't. So you see, not only can it help you in a lot of different other ways, medical marijuana, but it can also help people who are addicted to this dangerous big pharma drug to get off of that addiction. It's a study from New Mexico. Then two just published clinical trials from Israel reported that over 18% of the study's participants stopped using opioid analgesics and reduced their dose over a 6-month period. They said cannabis can decrease the use of other prescription medicines besides opioids. And that, folks, is why Jeff Sessions at the Department of Justice, why the FDA, Health and Human Services, doesn't want to acknowledge that there is such a thing as medical marijuana. Why they want to pretend that there is no such thing as nullification, and they can whistle as much as they want through this graveyard. But the reality is, we know what is real. We can read the studies from multiple countries, from multiple states. See, people had not done these studies before. And as I've said before, I had a family member who was diagnosed with a minor glaucoma. I started looking up the different treatments, the side effects. I thought, wow, this stuff is really dangerous. I mean, you know, and then they had marijuana, and the American Ophthalmology Association said it's been shown to be very effective in terms of treating glaucoma. The only warning is that nobody has done any studies to see what the sufficient dosage is, so you might underdose. Oh, and it has side effects. Instead of things like stroke and other issues, heart attacks, it had side effects of euphoria and increased appetite. See, that's the insanity. And we need to push back, as Jeff Sessions is right to say that it is their authority to control the borders and immigration. It is not their authority to tell us what medications we can take under the 10th Amendment and testified to by the 18th Amendment, which they had to have to prohibit alcohol. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, I was just talking about Jeff Secession. So let me finish up here at the top of the hour and talk about the fact that we've got a running joke between Democrats about the Trump-Russia probe. Let's get that clip, clip 7, ready. This is something on MSNBC. They were asking one of the individuals there, and they said, well, you know, I asked my other colleague, are they asking you about the Trump-Russia probe? And we just laugh. Because what he's trying to do is get the Democrat Party to focus on the real needs of their constituents. And we're going to talk about this in the next hour. The fact that the Democrat Party is so busy with their identity politics and their politics of dividing one demographic against another, demonizing one demographic, as we just had Chuck Schumer come out and say, I'm not going to vote for that judge. He's white. We can't have a judge there that's white. That's what the Democrat Party has become. Now, some of them, for their own good, are lining up behind President Trump because they're up for re-election in Pennsylvania, Ohio, other places that have been decimated by the so-called free trade. There is no such thing as free trade. But meanwhile, the Democrat Party is focused on this identity politics and on this Trump-Russia fantasy. Here's that clip where they were talking on MSNBC.
Here's the thing. My good friend Sherry Bustos, who represents a very tough district in Illinois, we have sort of a running joke going in the mornings, which is, you know, she's got a district very different than mine. I represent Fairfield County, Connecticut. She's in the heartland. She's in a district with it. We need to figure out how to win again. Every Monday morning when I see Sherry, we come up and there's a little bit of laughter and she says, you know what? My constituents still aren't asking me about Russia. And the point there is that if the Democratic Party doesn't get focused, and I'm not sure we're doing this well, if we don't get focused on kitchen table issues, on the anxiety of American families, we're going to pay a cost.
But if you can make the case here in Washington, why can't you make the case in her district?
Well, I think that's the question that answers itself. A case that is made here inside the Beltway rarely, I think, has a lot of resonance to middle class families sitting around in small towns in Ohio and Michigan.
And that's right. He says we got to get focused on kitchen table issues, or we're going to pay a big cost at the polls. Absolutely. The move that President Trump did, in terms of talking about tariffs to protect steel and aluminum, is something that he ran on. It's something he won on. And it is something that the Democrats are going to lose on if they don't pick that up. But we've got this Russian investigation just continuing to go on and on and on. And we've got Lee Stranahan, who's going to be joining us in the third hour. And we'll be talking about the Russian boogeyman everywhere. We've got a lot of people on the left who are waking up to this. We've had Glenn Greenwald talking about it for a long time, talking about how this is a new kind of McCarthyism. Now we got Matt Taibbi of the Rolling Stones even calling out the Rolling Stones for pushing this kind of Russian paranoia and being pushed not only by the Democrats, but also by many Republicans to forward their agenda. Because, you know, if they can say the Russians were doing it, then we can get money for that pet project. But how do we ever stop this special prosecutor? Oh, well, it's not exactly a special prosecutor, right? It's a special counsel. What difference is it? Well, just to give you an idea of where this all goes, and I've talked about this many times, how we used to have a law, and we used to have a special prosecutor law. They let that expire in 1999. But if you go back and you look at the history of all this, we've had special counsels be appointed by presidents over a very long time. Going back to 1875, you had President Grant as part of the Whiskey Ring scandal. He appointed a special counsel. Then you had President Garfield in 1881 did it. President Theodore Roosevelt did it as part of the Oregon land fraud scandal. And Coolidge did it as part of the Teapot Dome scandal. You see a pattern here? A lot of presidents appointed special counsels. Why can't the president appoint a special counsel? Maybe what he should investigate is Hillary Clinton and Uranium One or the Clinton Foundation, or maybe he could even investigate Robert Mueller to see if Robert Mueller has some kind of a political agenda here that has nothing to do with the actual investigation. All right,
after years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
You know, I'm really surprised at how many people are talking about free trade. We've heard for a long time there's no such thing as a free lunch, right? It's even got an acronym, TANSTOFL, or how you pronounce it. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, you know what? There is no such thing as free trade either. This is something that is being pushed by the big powers, just like we're talking about this absurd war on drugs being pushed by the people who are allied with big pharmaceutical companies. Well, we got a lot of people who are allied with the globalists who want to push an open trade for them. And I want to take a look at this now, at the reality of this. You know, there was an article that was up on Motor Trend, and you've got an auto conference that's happening in Geneva right now. And the CEO of Fiat was at that conference. And so they're all talking about what's going to happen if a trade war breaks out. Because you had European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker say that he's going to impose retaliatory tariffs on jeans, bourbon, and Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Well, I guess that's going to make a lot of people sad in Europe. Can't get their blue jeans, their bourbon, and their motorcycles. Don't use all three of those. Don't use the bourbon and the motorcycles at the same time, at least. So Juncker said, we can also do stupid. And what he said there was really stupid. Because guess what? If Trump responds, as he immediately came back and says, oh, you want to do that? Well, then maybe I'll put a 25% tariff on the cars that you try to sell in the United States. And you look at the cars and how much money they make. Germany's Daimler, BMW and VW Group make anywhere between 10 to 13% of their overall profits from the U.S. market alone. So you want to threaten us with that? Then maybe what we'll do is put a 25% tariff on your automobiles. And the Fiat CEO says, wait a minute. Let's everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. Let's not escalate this thing. Let's not keep this going. And that's what people were talking about. But as you look at this article, what comes out in the article is they talk about the fact that European automakers currently have a 2.5% tariff on the cars that they sell into the United States. So Mercedes and BMW and VW and these German car companies, because I guess maybe Fiat doesn't sell that many, but they're selling more since they were given Chrysler by Obama. But as they sell cars into the United States, they come in and they have a 2.5% tax on them. You know how much tax they put on American cars that we try to sell into Europe? A 10% tax. How about that? They tax our cars at 4 times the rate we tax their cars coming into our country. That's why I said there's no such thing as free trade. We even had Ron Paul when he was talking about NAFTA. He said, you want to call that the North American Free Trade Agreement? Ron Paul said there is no such thing as free trade in that agreement. That's thousands of pages. So if you want free trade, that means that you don't have any taxes attached to it. That means that you don't have thousands upon thousands of pages of regulations and taxes giving way to goods from one country, but then penalizing those same goods if they're coming from a different country and so forth. And that's the way these trade agreements work out. So, you know, when you have this, at first it looks like, oh, Trump is being crazy. He's escalating this. Well, you know what is stupid is to continue to say that we've got free trade when they are taxing our automobiles at 4 times the rate that we're taxing their automobiles. That's stupid. And we've been doing stupid in this country for a long time, Mr. Juncker, and we're not doing stupid anymore. And you better wake up to this. I think it's a great thing that President Trump did. That's why I was really surprised to hear Rand Paul start to push all the buttons saying, oh, we got to worry about trade war and all this other kind of stuff. No, we don't. We have to worry about being taken advantage of like we have for a very long time. It kind of reminds me, if you go back to that Harrison Bergeron story, Harrison, the Kurt Vonnegut story, called it Harrison Bergeron. And if you remember, they made some short movies about that. It was about the political correctness of the time. This is not anything new, quite frankly, folks, all the political correctness. And they were worried that everybody wasn't exactly equal. So you can have an equality of opportunity, but if you want equality of results, they would look at this and say, well, this guy, this ballerina is really good at what she's doing. So let's put a ball and chain on her. And they actually act that out in short films. Take a look at it. It's actually kind of funny. But what we have in trade is really kind of a Harrison Bergeron situation. They look at the U.S. and they say, oh, the U.S. is really strong in terms of manufacturing. Let's hobble it. Let's hobble it. But only the United States gets the hobbling. The other guys don't get that. So as President Trump starts to say, we're going to help the steel and aluminum industries and some of these other industries that have been taken advantage of by these so-called free trade agreements that aren't free trade. We have United States Steel yesterday said it's going to fire up a blast furnace in Granite City, Illinois, reports the Wall Street Journal. They're going to call back 500 workers. Century Aluminum said last week it will restart lines at a smelter in Kentucky that have been curtailed since Obama, 2015. And they're going to double their workforce there to 600. They said, our Granite City Works, this is U.S. Steel, the chief executive, said our Granite City Works facility and employees have suffered too long from unending waves of unfairly traded steel products that have flooded American markets. The company had idled the furnaces. They'd laid off hundreds of workers in 2015 as a flood of cheap imports pushed down domestic prices. But, of course, now what this has created is a spirit of bipartisanship in Congress. As the Daily Caller points out, the unexpected result of Trump's tariff plan is bipartisanship in Congress to oppose him. Bipartisan opposition from, guess who, the establishment. Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, they're all about there wringing their hands, talking about all the major harm that's going to be done to our allies. You got to worry about Mexico. And Canada. Well, they need to worry about themselves. They need to build their own manufacturing base. Paul Ryan's spokeswoman said the speaker is extremely worried about the consequences of a trade war and is urging the White House to not advance with this plan. Let me tell you something. It's just like the automobiles. This trade war, as I said yesterday, had already been declared by the European Union, and they said they were going to use a World Trade Organization against America. Why? Because Trump gave us a massive tax cut. They said, that's not fair. That's not fair. Your people are going to be making more money, and you're cutting regulations. You can't do that. That gives you an unfair trade advantage. That's right. That's right. So maybe you should cut your regulations and your taxes. Instead, if you want to raise your taxes, then what we'll do is we'll see a raise, and I'll up the ante. It's like a poker game, isn't it? And they have been using us as idiots. We've been doing stupid for a long time. David Stockman had this comment to make. He said, the end of the Goldman Sachs regency at the White House is something to be celebrated. This is an article that's on Zero Hedge, coming from David Stockman. He said, the financial commentariat and the robo machines that are all in a tizzy because Gary Cohn up and quit. But we say good riddance. The man gave Trump bad advice on nearly every single issue. On trade, on taxes, on fiscal policy, and on the Fed. And he says there is a perverse symbiosis between the Fed and the dirty float central banks of the 10 major countries, China, Vietnam, Mexico, Japan, etc., who account for 90% of the nation's $810 billion trade deficit in 2017. Do you understand what he's saying here? He's saying that the Federal Reserve and these other central banks of these 10 countries that account for 90% of our $800 billion trade deficit are working together to undermine the American economy. That was why yesterday I was really surprised. I was very happy to see Rand Paul say we got to audit the Fed. But we got to look at the bigger picture here. It's the Fed that has been undermining our economy. And if you want to talk about free trade, which doesn't exist, that's a nice theory. It'd be great if we did have totally free trade. But as long as they're putting taxes on our products that are four times the taxes that we put on their products, and as long as they have the Federal Reserve and these other central banks working to undermine our economy, to inflate the dollar and so forth, to make labor here expensive, as long as you do that, it is not a level playing field, and it is not free trade. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
to play another clip for you that I play at the top of the hour. We have our radio affiliates typically doing news at the very top of the hour when I played this clip. I want to play a clip. We have a Democrat representative, Jim Hines. He's from Connecticut. And he was talking about the conversations that he used to have with, that he frequently has with a colleague, another Democrat congresswoman, Cherry Bustos of Illinois. And they're talking about this whole Russia investigation. We're going to be talking about the Russia investigation with Lee Stranahan coming up in the next hour as well with some updates on that. But he says it's a kind of a running joke. And let's play that clip. And then I want to play for you what we have from Joe Biden, where he says we've lost touch with the blue collar workers in America. But first, here's that clip from Jim Hines, Democrat of Connecticut.
Here's the thing. My good friend Sherry Bustos, who represents a very tough district in Illinois, we have sort of a running joke going in the mornings, which is, you know, she's got a district very different than mine. I represent Fairfield County, Connecticut. She's in the heartland. She's in a district with it, that we need to figure out how to win again. Every Monday morning when I see Sherry, we come up and there's a little bit of laughter and she says, you know what, my constituents still aren't asking me about Russia. And the point there is that if the Democratic Party doesn't get focused, and I'm not sure we're doing this well, if we don't get focused on kitchen table issues, on the anxiety of American families, we're going to pay a cost.
But if you can make the case here in Washington, why can't you make the case in her district?
Well, I think that's the question that answers itself. A case that is made here inside the Beltway rarely, I think, has a lot of resonance to middle-class families sitting around in small towns in Ohio and Michigan.
And so he was answering that in response to that questioner there, the Washington Post reporter. He says, why aren't Democrats campaigning on the Russia probe? Because everybody knows it's phony. And he says, it's a running joke. And he says, if we don't get focused on kitchen table issues, we're going to pay the cost at the polls because the people don't care about this. The reason that people don't care about it is because they know there's nothing there. Absolutely nothing there. But there is something when it comes to taxes. Remember, you know, when you talk about kitchen table issues, you might want to talk about those crumbs that Nancy Pelosi talked about. It's the economy, stupid. It's going to be the crumbs, stupid, when it comes to the election. And this is what we have here with Trump's tariff plan. He has completely outflanked the Democrats. And here's what Joe Biden has to say about that.
You know what it's like watching uncle, aunts, friends, neighbors lose a job. My dad used to say, Joe, remember, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about your respect. It's about your place in your community. Some people in my party don't even get it anymore.
No, they don't.
They don't get it. It's about our pride. It's about our dignity. It's about who the hell we are and what we've done. And it makes me angry. It makes me angry.
And I don't know if Joe Biden ever got it before President Trump got it. Where was he 25 years ago when they were pushing NAFTA through? Rigging everything against us. Again, it is not free trade. It's North American, but it's not free trade. It's an agreement, but it's not free trade. The North American Free Trade Agreement is not free trade. Thousands of pages of regulations, and you can just look at the results for 25 years, taking us from a rough parity with Mexico immediately to $17 billion a year deficits, and then up to over $70 billion a year recently. Every year we've had a trade deficit. None of them have been less than $17 billion a year with Mexico. And that translates into a lot of jobs, a lot of factories that have been shut down. It is about dignity and having respect and freedom and so forth. And now you've got people in the Democrat Party, along with the Republicans saying, you know, we're going to take all the jobs away from people. We're going to automate everything. Even if we bring these factories back, we're going to automate everything. We'll just put everybody on a universal basic income. We'll put them all on allowance. We'll treat them the same way we treated the Indians in the reservations. And you better understand what this is all about. Universal basic income is just another one of the aspects of Agenda 21, the UN Agenda for 2030 sustainability, smart cities, universal basic income, all of that stuff rolls together along with the fact that you give up your ownership on automobiles. Just a story that was up on Drudge, I think. Your next automobile may be done by prescription, right? You have to get permission. And that's basically the way that it'll work. You'll have to get permission. You have to make sure that all your taxes are paid, and then you will rent it by the ride, and you will own nothing. You won't own a home. You'll have a little tiny cubbyhole, maybe 200 square feet, maybe 100 square feet, maybe 17 square feet. That's already happening in Hong Kong. And they're already talking about having that happen in San Francisco with the out-of-control prices there. But this is the path that we have been on. And the only way that we're going to turn that back is to stop doing stupid. Claude Juncker says, we can do stupid too. We can raise our taxes too. And Trump says, all right, well then we'll see your raise and we'll raise it again. Harley Davidson, one of the people that Juncker threatened to put more taxes on selling their product into Europe. Maybe he thought that we wouldn't, that President Trump was too stupid to recognize what the imbalance was in the automobile industry. So he says, oh, we'll talk about bourbon and we'll talk about jeans and we'll talk about Harley Davidson. We'll put taxes on those things. And so Harley Davidson comes back and says, don't do it, Mr. Trump, President Trump, don't put these tariffs on. Harley Davidson released a statement saying the motorcycle company would be hit as far as sales were if tariffs were enacted. But as Breitbart points out, at the same time that Harley Davidson has been pushing against this, they've recently laid off a lot of American workers. In January, they announced that they would be closing their plant in Kansas City, moving leftover production to York, Pennsylvania, losing 260 American manufacturing jobs. And this came a year after they decided that they would outsource things to Infosys. Now, Infosys is a company that outsources, so they use the H-1B visa to outsource American jobs to foreign nationals. They outsource their IT department to Infosys. They had a lot of people who were laid off in their IT department. They lost 125 Americans in their IT department to foreign nationals at Harley Davidson. And you look at this and say, well, they're just struggling to try to make ends meet and putting outsourcing things to India as well as shutting down manufacturing plants. But go back to 1983. We had Ronald Reagan work with them to protect Harley Davidson. The New York Times reported at that time the action was exceptional for protecting a single American company, the Harley Davidson Motor Company of Milwaukee, the only surviving American maker of motorcycles. And they said, we're delighted at the time. That was the chairman of Harley Davidson. He said, it'll give us time that we might otherwise not have had to make manufacturing improvements and to bring out new products. Well, that was 35 years ago. Now, after 35 years, Harley Davidson has lost the will to compete. And they're cowardly begging President Trump not to do things to support other industries who still have the will to fight. That's the thing that is really, really concerning about this. All right, we're just about finished with this. When we come back, I want to talk about the way that China is going to respond to this. And it has to do with the central banks, and it has to do with the Fed. And we need to audit the Fed, and we better do it pretty quickly. Rand Paul is right about that. If there's going to be a trade war, there has been a trade war, folks. Let's recognize that there has been a war on our economy. And the Federal Reserve, as well as other central banks, have been leading that war. And it is the establishment Republicans and Democrats who have transferred our economy to China. What is China going to do? Stay with us. I'll tell you right after the break.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars has partnered with Defender Body Armor to bring you a new state-of-the-art line of advanced, highly tested body armor from InfoWarsStore.com. Defender Body Armor is certified to protect against all handgun rounds and even armor-piercing FN 5.7 pistol rounds. The secret to Defender Body Armor is its proprietary processing technology that disperses more kinetic energy at a rate higher than any other traditional body armor. Using one of the strongest synthetic materials ever created, called ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene, Defender Armor is also super compact and lightweight. There's a reason the Department of Defense chose Defender to manufacture their new line of advanced lightweight armor. It works. Defender Body Armor is made right here in America and has received the highest level ballistic resistance certification from an authorized NIJ ballistic laboratory. Defender Body Armor is now available through InfoWarsStore.com so you can defend yourself, your family, and finance the info war against the globalists all at the same time. A total 360 win.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Well, I've got some big breaking news on the Las Vegas shooting, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to finish up on this trade situation. As I said before we went to break, I'll tell you what China is going to do, what many of us think it's going to do. The Navy, the Marine Corps, many of their leaders are warning that China is weaponizing capital. I mentioned that yesterday. As they buy up our trade deficit, which is engineered by the Federal Reserve and by these other central banks, as David Stockman pointed out, you take the 10 countries that we have 90% of our trade deficit with, it amounts to $810 billion trade deficit a year. But those 10 countries and their central bank works with our central bank, the Federal Reserve, to make sure that we have inflation here and high wages and so forth, and to rig the dollar so that we are not competitive with them. I mean, it is a multi-front trade war that's been going on for a long time. And as we look at the meeting that's coming up with President Trump, so they're going to be talking about NAFTA. Again, there is no such thing as free trade, but this allows him leverage with them. It is managed trade, and it has been managed to our disadvantage, just as we see in Europe. As they threaten and say, well, we're going to put taxes on Harley-Davidson. And President Trump says, you do that, I'll put a 25% tax on your cars. Because right now we got a 4-to-1 differential in terms of taxes coming into our country. And they charge us 4 times that amount for cars that we sell into the European Union. But what is China going to do? As the Navy and Marine Corps said, they're going to weaponize capital. I reported this yesterday. I said President Trump was already rolling out legislation to keep the Chinese from buying up, taking the money out of the Federal Reserve in order to collapse the dollar, to take money out of that and to start buying up America, land, other assets in the country. And what they're doing is they're saying there's going to have to be reciprocity. If you don't allow us to buy assets in China, and they don't, then we're not going to allow you to buy assets in America. Doesn't that seem to be reasonable? I would think that people would understand that. I think people would applaud that. And he's also been tweeting about intellectual property, because that is a big part of the China price. The fact that they steal anything, they don't pay any attention to any copyrights or patents or anything, they just steal it. It is basically a giant pirating operation with currency rigging and a lot of other things, slave labor, you name it. Dirty power generation. Oh, give them a pass in the Paris Climate Accord. Don't require them to have cleaner power generation. Give them a pass on that. But, of course, they're going to they would have used that to throttle American companies. And they've just passed the TPP, not including us. All the rest of the people put this in there, and they said, oh, see, America missed the boat. You guys didn't get a chance to be a part of the TPP. It's like, we still don't want to be in it. We still don't want to have our economy managed by unelected people who we don't know anything about. They're not elected by us. They're not accountable to us. And we don't want our economy managed by them. Top Navy and Marine Corps officials yesterday expressed concern over China's expanding global reach, said the superpower was rapidly buying up foreign land in order to win without fighting. It's kind of like the open borders. Remember when I said, what if... back in the day when we had the first Cold War that they've now restarted, what if the Russians just walked across the border? Because we don't have anybody protecting our border. What if they just walked across and they got registered to vote in California and they started taking over our elections and they elected Nikita Khrushchev, let's say. So he wouldn't have to bury us. He would just bury us at the polls. Well, why not do that? Or as I said, you know, when I watched The Darkest Hour, I said, you know, why did Hitler stop his people there on the French side of the English Channel? He could have just sent them over one by one and taken over Britain, taken over their elections and thrown Winston Churchill out of office or whatever he needed to, put Adolf Hitler in as president. Just could have done it that way. And so the Chinese can win without fighting. They can buy up all of our assets. They can send people over here. Remember, they got $80,000 some people pay so they can have their kids here. They have websites in China that sell this to them. They say, hey, for $80,000, we'll help you get across the border so they don't notice that you're pregnant, and we'll put you up in a hotel, and then after your baby is born, it'll be an American citizen and be able to get 13 years of free schooling plus discounts on college, and then you can retire there with your anchor baby. They'll be able to get benefits for you, and you'll be able to move into America as well, and all that for $80,000. And, oh, by the way, you can go to California hospitals, and you can get free health care, free delivery. And these are people, some of them are very high net worth individuals who had a lot of money, but they were still getting charity care at the hospitals, getting their baby delivered, their anchor baby delivered for free. Yeah, that's the way you win without fighting, if we don't protect our borders. And if we don't have these types of laws. But Trump is already preparing to deal with this. They already have this in the pipeline. That not only, said the Navy and Marine Corps officials, not only in the dollars and cents that they're willing, that they're writing to support their military expansion and their technological work, but also what they're doing around the globe. They are weaponizing capital. And guess what? They're also building up their infrastructure. Remember that? Building roads, investing in ports. Oh, we can't do that. If we build any roads or ports, we're going to have those built by private corporations so they can own our roads, so they can own our ports, just like the toll roads are owned by foreign corporations. That's something we still have to work on in this country. That's something that President Trump is still not addressing. And as we look at this, the quote from Mitch McConnell, who says, we have to have a genuine concern that this not escalate into something that is much broader. Let me tell you, it's the European Union that needs to worry about this. So we got to protect our allies in the European Union. The European Union is under attack in a lot of different ways. It is falling apart from the inside. The Italian election that happened over the weekend, a great example of this, as they're pointing out on Zero Hedge. Italy is going boom. A lot of people are saying, oh, this is terrible. What's happening? No, it's actually a reflection of this push of economic nationalism versus globalism and centralized control of the European Union. And they point out, they said, there may come a time not too much further down the road when Brexit will have been quite forgotten, but placed in, put in a second tier of European disintegration. If you're against tighter integration and against control by the European Union, then you are a fascist, xenophobe, a racist of the first order. Nevertheless, in very heavy turnout, Italians voted for an anti-establishment, anti-Euro parties. They said that after establishment parties managed to contain populace in Germany, French, and Dutch elections, and I would put that in quotes for Germany, it has taken Angela Merkel over 6 months to try to put together a coalition government there. And she still, as last I saw, they said, well, it's going to happen any day now. Looks like we've got an agreement. I've been seeing that story recirculated around for several months. This has been 6 months since the German election. She was so severely damaged that it's taken her at least this long to put together a coalition, if in fact she has one at this point. But in Italy, they have enough with two parties that were anti-European Union to form a majority government. The Five Star Movement is a political party that is against the European Union, and they finished in first place with 33% of the vote. The ruling party that just a couple of years ago got 40% of the vote, that was actually 4 years ago, they finished far behind at only 18%. And because there's not one, but two anti-EU parties, the other one can get together with the Five Star Movement and they can form a anti-European Union coalition. And at the same time, as we look at Germany, which is really running the European Union, okay, this is really a kind of a stealth takeover. That's where Bilderberg was about. Right there at the site of the last Nazi victory, 10 years after the last Nazi victory. And if you watch the movie, A Bridge Too Far, that's the site where they had the Bilderberg meeting. And that's what they named it back in 1955. And one of the first things that they did was to talk about the euro, a common currency. People had talked about a European free trade zone, but they started talking about the euro because they realized it was going to be economic unification that would lead to political unification. But now Poland is saying, we want $850 billion from Germany for World War II reparations. I said, wait a minute, you can't do that. Back in 1953, you signed an agreement. The Polish authorities said, well, we were under control of the Soviet Union. We didn't have any say-so in that. And we're telling you, pay up, Germany, $850 billion. We'll be right back on David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air. Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, I've got an update about the Las Vegas shooting. You're not going to believe this. As well as what's happening with this AstroTurf gun control. You know, we had a teacher call in yesterday. You can see the video that we've got exclusive, teacher forced to march for our lives. That's on our YouTube channel, Real News with David Knight. And we're going to give you some updates because that's not the only thing that is happening, what happened in that school. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com as part of our InfoWars Operation Paul Revere in support of free speech and independent media that both Google, Facebook, Twitter, the social media companies, as well as CNN, are trying to take down. And you can hear the government officials. We've caught Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg live on a hot mic saying to Angela Merkel, don't worry, we're going to censor people you don't like and so forth. And then we have them even openly saying it in American Congress. We have a congressional testimony where they say, we got this InfoWars story that is trending. Why did that get... why was that up there? Well, we took it down. Why didn't you take it down sooner? I mean, it is planned censorship, and we've got media organizations that are pushing this, pushing it. Maybe there's some kind of a RICO statute that could be invoked here. There's a great article from Breitbart yesterday talking about how it's outright gangsterism of CNN to try to shut down InfoWars. It's personal with them. but if you want to support free speech, if you want to support our operation, we don't fund ourselves through InfoWars, through YouTube, and we don't fund ourselves even through the ads that run on YouTube that they tried to block. We fund it through the products that we sell directly to you. We've got a lot of those products, 30 to 80% off right now as part of the special. We have InfoWars Life Select Survival Food, 40% off. We have many of our most popular products, 50% off. Here are some of those. Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Real Red Pill, Pollen Block, Immune Wall, Biome Defense, True Whey Protein, Prebiotic Fiber, all of those, 50% off. We have apparel at a clearance price of 80% off. We even have an Aegis Armor backpack insert, 20% off. Think about that as we talk about these school shootings. You know, sometimes you just can't rely on the government to protect you or your kids, can you? We've seen that over and over again. You never can. As a matter of fact, the Supreme Court says they have no duty to protect. They've said that three times, twice in the 80s. The third time, most recently in 2005. But take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's talk about this Las Vegas news here. Just to put this in perspective, there's a story that just came out on the New York Post saying that Charles Manson's corpse is still haunting the morgue. They haven't done anything with his body. They're still waiting for somebody to collect his remains. They haven't ruled what they're going to do on it. Now, he died back in November 19. And remember, it was a little while ago that I reported that you had newspaper organizations, you had the Associated Press, Las Vegas Review, suing the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department for the autopsy. Said, we want to see the autopsy. What is the cause of death? What is the time of death? And so forth. And even after the court said, turn it over, they were still stonewalling. Even though at that point in time, that was the end of January. So it was about 6 or 7 weeks after the coroner had cremated the body of the person they say was the mass murderer, Stephen Paddock. They cremated the body, and still, 6 or 7 weeks later, even with a court order, they wouldn't turn over the autopsy. They said, that is really strange. Because here's Charles Manson, and he's been on ICE since November the 19th. But they cremated Stephen Paddock's body 7 weeks after the shooting. And then for another 6 or 7 weeks, they still wouldn't turn over the autopsy. Well, they finally did turn over the autopsy. And they did it the beginning of February. February the 9th, they turned it over. And it was on a Friday afternoon. I didn't notice it. I was just happened to go back and look and say, did they do the autopsy, right? And it's like, oh, yeah. Now, they quietly did it. You know, when you don't want anybody to notice something, what do? You put it out on a Friday afternoon. We say this all the time, just like what Mueller did with the indictment of the Russians. Don't look at the details there. Yeah, I indicted Russians. Okay, so, and look, we released the autopsy, so don't pay any attention to the details. Well, somebody did. They wrote an article about it on Medium. It said, Stephen Paddock autopsy reveals the time of death at 12 o'clock noon the next day after the shooting. And they've got a screenshot of it. You can look at this. Date of death, 10/2/17. Time of death, 1200 hours. That's the official report. That raises some questions. February 9th, 2018, late in the afternoon of Friday, the AP released the original PDF of Stephen Paddock's autopsy results by linking to it in one of the articles. Rather quickly, within an hour or two, the autopsy report was spiked out of the article. Subsequent coverage by news outlets have covered the bombshell report by focusing on anti-anxiety medication, which we already knew. We knew that from the very beginning. We knew that he was being prescribed things that could cause you to have issues. It's been a common link in a lot of these shootings, but it can mean that you're the shooter, or it can mean that you're the patsy. It can be used either way. But anyway, everybody focused on the medications. We already knew that. So that's what all the reports that talked about that reflected on, if they talked about it at all. It was on a Friday afternoon. The AP, who had sued for the autopsy results, had to remove the most important part of their would-have-been bombshell article in order to appease what appears to be the law enforcement agencies tasked with investigating the worst mass shootings in modern U.S. history. And it is kind of interesting, as they say here, is this complicity on the part of AP? After they sued to get this, they put it out, and then when there's something there that doesn't fit the narrative. How many times do we see stuff come out in Las Vegas that doesn't fit the narrative? And now here's yet another one. Yet another one. Sheriff Lombardo, here's the time frame here. Not only did they get the date the next day, 10-2, but even the time, 12 noon. Look at how this fits into what I think is now the third and official version. We've had three different official timelines of the shooting. Sheriff Lombardo has told the public that the Metro and SWAT first arrived on the 32nd floor at approximately 10:17 on October the 1st, but they did not initially breach the suspect's room because the shooting had already stopped by 10:17. They breached the door to room 32-135 at approximately 11:20. Remember, the time of death is noon, right? 11:20. According to the police scanner audio, officers did indeed arrive upon a dead body after breaching the door. So, if they fixed the time of death at noon, and they said the shooting had stopped, and they get in, again, a half hour before that, I don't know what the accuracy is on the time of this, but why would the official autopsy report do that? Maybe that's why they released it on a Friday. Maybe that's why the AP took it down. See, there's a lot of questions there. And we should be allowed to question the government. without being shut down. But they do that all the time. And that's what I was talking about yesterday. You know, it's easy for people who are constantly lied to by the government to just say, everything is fake. Everything is fake in this, everything, and nobody died. And that's not the case. We've even got people saying nobody died in Sutherland Springs, the Texas church shooting. As I pointed out yesterday, there's a Washington Post article. One of the pastors, the pastor that was there, who's there now. Of course, I talked to the guy who was the pastor there previously, Mark Collins, mentioned that yesterday. But just to give you an idea of the links that some people go to, they hang a sign outside of the church and harass these people. 26 people died in that church. Do you find it interesting that they didn't push gun control? Do you find it interesting that we didn't have marches by Christians, that everybody wasn't saying President Trump must have to do something, the NRA are mass killers and stuff? Why did that not happen? Why did they not really focus on this Texas church shooting? Well, it's because the guy who stopped it had an AR-15, like the killer. The guy who stopped it was a former NRA instructor. And yet we are supposed to lose the Second Amendment because 17 children died in Parkland, the Stoneman Douglas High School. That is a tragedy. It's not a greater tragedy than 26 people dying in a church. Many of those people who died in that church, some of them were adults, just like some of the 17 who died at the high school were adults. Some of the children who died at this Texas church shooting were far younger than the high school students who died. That's some very, very young children. As a matter of fact, the pastor's daughter was younger than the kids who died in the church shooting. She was just 14 years old. And so you have these two people, Jody Mann, Robert Ussery, said they believe the mass shooting never happened, that it was staged by the Department of Homeland Security. They don't believe the victims are real. They don't believe their graves are real. They want to see birth certificates. They continually yelled and screamed and hollered at the pastor, he said. He said they told me they were going to hang me from a tree and pee on me while I was hanging there. They have a website they call Conspiracy Granny. Well, they were finally arrested for resisting arrest on Monday. And see, we have to understand that you have to be able to question the false stuff without questioning everything. Just because you were lied to, and there's a lot of crazy, vicious people out there, and that is a crazy, vicious idea. But we're going to take a look at how this push for gun control is merely astroturf when we come back. Stay with us.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
We're going to take a look at the AstroTurf movement, at the way that they're using high school students as a beard to take away the Second Amendment. And we're going to take a look at the call that we had yesterday as well. I'll tell you where you can see that if you didn't hear that on the program yesterday. Teacher talking about how they're being forced to be props in this pageant to take away our Second Amendment. They call it March for Our Lives. And it's not just there. We got a rock concert in Florida where they're offering a 50% discount if you'll sign their gun control petition as a student and so forth. But just take a look at this story that broke. Actually, it was on Tuesday. I had it on my desk yesterday to talk about it. I didn't get around to it. In Utah, you had a student who brought a homemade bomb to school earlier in the day. He had flown an ISIS flag. He'd taken down the school flag. He'd put up an ISIS flag. He'd spray painted ISIS is coming on the wall of another high school. He was somebody who had researched ISIS online and so forth. Then he brings a bomb to school. Some of the students noticed that his backpack was smoking, and they contacted school officials, and they called the police, and the police actually came in Utah, unlike Broward County. And they got the backpack. It was sitting near a vending machine. It had matches, canisters. It was making a sizzling sound, and it was a homemade explosive device. Now, when I saw this report on March 6th, 2 days ago in the morning, I tweeted out, I said, oh, so we've got an ISIS-inspired teen that's trying to blow up the school. You can see this on Libertarian. I got a pin at the top. I said, I guess we need more bomb control laws. Maybe we need to raise the age on bomb making. But we got to do something. You know, that's what we hear. We got to do something. So let's just ask the teens what we should do. So it's not just guns. It's the people. We say this all the time. It's the people. Look at what happened in Vienna. We got four people overnight seriously injured in knife attacks in Vienna. Some crazy guy attacked a family. They got the father, the mother, 17-year-old daughter with a knife. Three people are seriously injured. Their lives are in danger. They may die. Guy had a knife. They had no way to protect themselves. Or in Paris, we had a Sri Lankan immigrants get into a fight. A couple of guys come in looking for one guy. Two guys come in with machetes. And they had hoodies. They had a machete and a saber. And they scalped this guy and cut off his arm. Nobody there to protect. Where were the police? Don't they have police in France? Yeah, they do. But they can't be everywhere. As the saying goes, it's easier to carry a gun than to carry policemen on your back. I mean, they're human. I don't want to live in a place where you have government armed officers omnipresent. That's typically called a prison. And, you know, trying to create a prison environment isn't going to work with gun prohibition. It hasn't worked with drug prohibition. You lock people up in jail. As a matter of fact, we've had mothers turn their kids in as drug users, hoping that by putting them in jail, they can get them off of the addiction. And then they wind up overdosing in prison. And if you can't stop drugs from coming into a prison, you're not going to stop it, even if you turn your society into a prison. And that same prohibition law applies to guns, especially. So that's the insanity that they're trying to create here. And then what are they doing to the kids? So we've got, as I said, this Florida Fort Rock Fest is offering a 50% discount to students who signed the gun control ban. They want a lot of students to show up. We've got in Florida, as they refused to ban assault weapons, they said, let's do something at the school level to actually increase security instead of just banning guns and hoping that they're going to disappear. Like we banned drugs and they didn't disappear from the schools either. Let's do something to try to make the kids safer. And now you've got the largest school districts in Florida say they're not going to participate in the Armed Guardians program. Not going to do it. Not going to let teachers protect themselves and other people. They said that the only people who should be carrying weapons should be law enforcement officers. You know, people with uniforms. That makes it good if they've got a uniform on. Well, it's going to make them a target. It's not going to be as effective. But the largest school districts, which educate nearly 60% of Florida school children, the largest 10, say we're not going to participate in a program to protect our kids. We want the government to do it in Washington.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill.
This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
You know, after we had the shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, the shooting of the church, there weren't any calls for the federal government to protect churches. There were no demands for the president to, quote-unquote, do something to infringe on the Second Amendment. There was no demonizing of the NRA. I wonder why that is. Oh, well, it's because it was an NRA instructor who stopped the shooting, and he did it with an AR-15. There's no demonizing of the AR-15 either. No, they didn't want you to see that. They wanted you to move on. Just like they didn't want you to see what happened in Las Vegas. They wanted to move on from that, as phony as that was. But the thing that I find interesting was that there was no call for that. Even at the state level, we didn't have we got to set up a program to pay deacons or bishops or whatever you want to call people, or pastors or priests or whatever. We got to pay the people in the churches to train themselves and to protect themselves and to protect people in those areas. There were no calls like that anywhere in the country. Not here in Texas, not anywhere. Instead, the people in many of the churches said, we have to protect ourselves. And we're going to work with local law enforcement to have them train individuals who will be armed. People won't know who those individuals are, and that will be the best that we can do to protect ourselves. And it is the best that you can do. No system is perfect. Never again is the most naive idea. You can't ever say that about anything. But you can do things, and you can do the most effective things. And so there was no call for the federal government or the state government or the president that you must do something to protect our churches. And we still got people down there harassing them, saying nobody died. Absolutely shameful. People really did die. You can always investigate an operation, but people really did die in Texas, and they're being harassed with that. But they don't want you to see what happened there because it doesn't fit their agenda. Got a guy with an AR-15 protecting people. He was associated with NRA protecting people. But they want you to look at these school system situations. Yesterday, we had a teacher who called in, said, they're holding this rally, 17 minutes for 17 lives, and they all want us to go outside and participate in this rally. She said, I don't want to participate in it. But you're going to be forced to participate in it, they told them, because we're going to have a fire alarm. It's going to force everybody out of the building. So it's kind of their little AstroTurf photo op that they've got going. You can see that report on our YouTube channel, Real News with David Knight. The title is Exclusive, Teachers Forced to March for Our Lives. But they're incentivizing it in Baltimore. You know, you got a Baltimore school system here, listen to the state of this school system. This is a school district in Baltimore. They had $130 million in debt as 2017 began. $130 million in debt. But they're going to be paying students to go to the March for Our Lives in Washington. They're going to give them free lunches. They're going to give them free t-shirts. They're going to give them 60 buses to bus them in. And this is a school district that has $130 million in debt. They're laying off teachers. They're laying off staff. They're increasing their class sizes by as many as 10 students per classroom. I mean, that's a big increase. I don't know whether class size is typically 20 to 30 students in a classroom. So, I mean, you're looking at 30 to 50% increase in class sizes. And there's still $130 million of debt, but they got a lot of money to send an army of buses and give all these kids free lunches to take away guns. That's that AstroTurf march that's being put together by George Clooney, Oprah Winfrey, Steven Spielberg, and a lot of other Hollywood types, given $500,000 each for this AstroTurf rally against the Second Amendment, demonizing responsible gun owners, innocent people, saying that the NRA is a bunch of mass murderers. And of course, we've had record numbers of people joining the NRA, joining Gun Owners of America, joining the National Association for Gun Rights, many of these different gun organizations. They said, according to a recent analysis, here's the other thing that these Baltimore schools can't do. They can't teach anybody anything about math. Oh, you wouldn't want to have that, you know, because 2 + 2 = 5. That's the most important thing. You don't know anything. You are captive to these people. All you know is racist, sexist, homophobe. Do you want to be a boy or a girl? Would you like to be black or white or Asian? You get to choose that. We won't tell your parents. How's that? Another, they said, only 1 in 3 Baltimore City high schools, rather, 1 in 3 Baltimore City high schools don't have a single student that is proficient in math. Think about that. A third of the schools don't have one student who is proficient in math in Baltimore. $130 million in debt, but they're participating in this AstroTurf rally. Another 6 of the schools have student math proficiency rate of less than 1%. So they do have one student, but they don't have 1% of the student body. Several Baltimore schools have closed due to heating and plumbing problems. The Baltimore Sun reports that 60 of the city's 180 school campuses reported building issues, including burst pipes, buckling floors, and flooding. But that's okay. They still got the money to send the kids to a rally, give them free lunches, give them free T-shirts. You know, this is also a city that under that same mayor is setting up $200,000 in funds to pay lawyers who will defend illegal immigrants against deportation. That same mayor, Catherine Pugh. Pugh, yeah. it really stinks. Okay, take a look at the Connecticut governor, Daniel Malloy. On Monday, he called the NRA a terrorist organization. He said the NRA today is a far cry from the NRA that in 1999 said teachers shouldn't carry weapons in schools. Well, they were wrong if they said that. And if they're saying teachers should carry weapons in schools, now they're right. He said, or in the 1990s, that we should have universal background checks. Well, the government isn't doing that, are they? If you're going to have background checks, you got to put some data in the database, and they're not doing that. CNN has finally admitted that the U.S. town where guns are required only had one murder over 6 years. That small Georgia town, Kennesaw, Georgia, remember that? Back in 1982, everybody got upset. They said, you got to have a handgun to protect yourself. Every household has to maintain a firearm. And, you know, probably every household doesn't do it. Nobody ever complies. You never get universal compliance with any law. But when people look at this and they say, well, maybe I'm going to go somewhere else to commit my crimes because there's going to be, even if every household doesn't have a gun, a lot of those households are going to have a gun. All right, Lee Stranahan is going to be joining us in the next segment. And as a lead-in here, I want to talk about what Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone, he's a good reporter. I mean, he would disagree with me on most issues probably that are economic or even social issues. But he has gone after the banks, gone after the Obama administration, been very honest on that. He was the one who wrote the article Too Big to Fail, talking about how Eric Holder and all these other people had given HSBC a pass on multiple convictions of money laundering with drug cartels and terrorist organizations. Now he's talking about the absurdity of the ongoing Russian witch hunt, which is a good deal what we're going to be talking to Lee Stranahan about. Lee's been on this from the very beginning. Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone has written perhaps the best summary, reports Zero Hedge, of how absurd political discourse in the U.S. has become. He says non-conforming opinions are now blacklisted. That's what's going on at InfoWars. That's what's going on with RT. That's what's going on with Sputnik. It's what's going on YouTube against all these conservative outlets. It's what happened to Mike Adams having his YouTube channel taken down. If you don't have a conforming opinion, if you question authority, you'll be taken down. And they call it bullying and harassing. They call you the bullier. They call you the harasser when they are the ones who are doing it. He says the crazy inverse logic of the new national blacklist was on full display after Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller indicted 13 Russian troll farm operatives in February, on a Friday evening, all that. In the wake of this foreign meddling charge, CNN reporter Drew Griffin banged on the door of an elderly female Trump supporter named Florine Goldfarb and accused her of being a Russian collaborator. And if that isn't bullying and harassment, I don't know what is. He goes on to say, since Trump's election, we've been told that Putin was all or partly behind the lot of everything. He was behind the Catalan independence movement. He was behind the Sanders campaign. He was behind Brexit. He was behind Jill Stein's Green Party run. He was behind Black Lives Matter. Left or right, it doesn't matter. You know, they're actually saying that he has ties to the NRA on the left. And we have the, some people are blaming Russia for the fact that Italy has had enough of the European Union. So now they're blaming the outcome of the Italian election on Russia. Everything is Putin. But you know what? Bill Kristol and a lot of CIA operators and never Trumpers are a part of this as well. It's when Glenn Greenwald points out. We'll be right back with Lee Stranahan.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
MycoZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results, so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. We tell you, fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area, you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Lee Stranahan. Of course, Lee is a journalist, very well known. He's worked for outlets on both the left and the right. He worked for Huffington Post at one point. He worked for Breitbart at one point. Now you can find him on his radio show, Fault Lines, SputnikNews.com. He's co-hosting that with Garland Nixon. I want to talk to him about the Russian boogeyman and, of course, the hoax of a special prosecutor that we have that's being played on us. The fact that we've got this guy in there, there's no controlling legal authority, there's no end to this, and nobody can say anything about this. He can never stop. It's just got to keep going on. And that's really not what has historically happened. I mean, we've had special counsels going back to the mid-1800s looking at scandals. They were typically appointed by presidents, but now the president can't do anything at all about it, or it will be impeachment time, according to the Democrats. So we're going to talk about all this and the blame game being played on Russia in just one moment. Before we go to Lee real quickly, so we don't break in the middle of the interview here, I want to let you know about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of specials, 30 to 80% off, a way for you to support our alternative media, as well as free speech in general, because we got a purge going on YouTube, across social media, and we got CNN that is using basically gangster tactics to try to shut down InfoWars, going out doing a push boycott of people that they think that were sponsored and were funded by the ads at the front of the YouTube videos. No, we're not. We're funded by the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got, as I said, a lot of them discounted anywhere from 30 to 80%. Let me give you some of the ones that are 50% off. Some of our most popular products. Super Male Vitality, Real Red Pill, Pollen Block, Immune Wall, Biome Defense 50, True Whey Protein, Prebiotic Fiber. That's fiber and probiotics. We have also apparel at 80% off. And we have an Aegis Armor Backpack Insert that is 20% off. So we got a wide variety of things. We've even got storable food at 40% off. So take a look at the specials that we have there. We really do appreciate you supporting this operation, and we offer you the very best in health products that support your health and your family's health and do it cleanly and naturally. So take a look at the products right now. We got 30 to 80% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, joining us now is Lee Stranahan. You can find him on thepopulist.us, also citizenjournalismschool.com. Thank you for joining us, Lee.
Hey, thanks for having me, David. It was great to be with you once again.
It's always great to have you here. You know, I was just reading about the comments that Matt Taibbi had about this phony Russian investigation. I played earlier in the program. I had a Democrat congressman who was being pushed by Washington Post person on Morning Joe. The reporter was saying, why aren't you guys doing more to run on the Russian probe? And he goes, it's a joke. He said, we're laughing about this. We got to get down to pocketbook issues. And yet we've got New Yorker journalist Adrian Chen, who tweets out. He says, you know, I tried the best I could on the Chris Hayes show to tramp down this troll farm panic. He says, it's only 90 people with a shaky grasp of English and a rudimentary understanding of U.S. politics, and they're crap posting on Facebook. That's what he puts out. And Matt Taibbi understands that. Glenn Greenwald understands that. Why is it that the American people don't understand it and just shut this investigation down?
Well, here's one thing that's interesting. Note this. When you see people like John Brennan on MSNBC, right, former director of the CIA, do you know what nobody's ever asked him? Here's the question nobody's ever asked him, David. How would you rate the tradecraft of this operation on Facebook? In other words, he's an intelligence professional, okay? Now, you've had John Kiriakou on your show before. I know John.
He was laughing about that.
Yeah, what's that?
John was laughing about that. He goes, that's the most ridiculous tradecraft I've ever seen. And we had Scott Adams, who did Dilbert, and he tweeted out about this. He goes, hey, you know, we can really take these guys down and tell Putin what a lousy job they did. And basically, they'll be history.
I make that same joke on my radio show on Sputnik all the time. I say, Vladimir Putin, if you're listening, stop cheaping out on this stuff. But the serious point of the joke is, when you see an operation, you've never once heard Brennan even ask that question. Because if they ask Brennan that question, he would say, this was very bad tradecraft. You don't spend as little money as they spent, most of it after the election, if you're trying to interfere in the election or even divide people. They didn't do a good job on that. The reason they never ask him that, and this is the point of it, is because once you look at the details of the operation, it is obvious that no legitimate intelligence agency would ever run this operation. I'm not saying that Russia would never do this sort of thing. I'm not saying an intelligence agency like the CIA would never do this sort of thing. But they wouldn't do this sort of thing. If they were going to do it, they'd spend millions. Look at the history of this.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, right after it was reported by, as you pointed out many times, it was CrowdStrike, the contractor to the DNC that said, oh, here's what happened. You know, they use this little program here. And it was a public domain program. And John McAfee said, that's absolute nonsense. No agency would use an out-of-date public domain program to do that. Of course, CrowdStrike was able to say that. Nobody would even look at their servers. When the FBI went there, they said, no, you can't see them. They said, oh, okay, sorry to bother you. And they went away. But John McAfee looked at their report of what had happened. He said, this is absolute nonsense. It was an out-of-date, open-source hacking program here. No state agency would ever use anything like that.
That malware that was used is Ukrainian, which is interesting. But let me point out the scam here, okay? The scam to understand is very important. It's not conspiratorial. It makes perfect sense. If you have a cybersecurity company, David, and you have Night Rider, let's call it that, and it's your cybersecurity company, if you come out with a report and says, you know what, it doesn't make sense to me that this is Russia because blah, 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 right? Because it's Ukrainian, it's public domain. Guess what kind of government contract you're going to get? Zero.
That's right. That's right. You push back against the narrative.
That's right. If you say that. Now, on the other hand, we know for a fact, anybody can look this up, just Google CrowdStrike, Google funding, and you will find multiple stories that CrowdStrike got hundreds of millions of dollars in funding after they came out that report with the report that blames Russia. So this just shows how this bias works. If you want the money in cybersecurity, you blame the person that they want you to blame. Like, again, let's say you looked into it and you thought it was Sweden, okay? And you had absolute proof that it was Sweden. Nobody wants to hear that. And by the way, I don't think it was Sweden. But... But there's no money in that right now, and this is what's going on, and this is the game that people are playing. And people just need to think through this stuff logically. And I gotta say, the attacks that have happened on InfoWars, as somebody whose entire YouTube account was deleted, I think Alex was I gotta say this. The community guideline strikes that he got, that's exactly what they did to take down my account.
And we talked to Mike Adams, and he didn't, same thing.
Yep.
Go back, get a very old account and say, oh, that was bullying and harassing because you had a guest on who was questioning the Sandy Hook shooting. You're not allowed to question the official narrative, even if the official narrative is the Russians did everything. You know, they're pushing with the NRA, they're pushing against the Italian election.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Keep on lying. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I'm talking to Lee Stranahan. And we're talking about how the Russians have become the universal boogeyman, and how if you throw out something that is not the official narrative, then they use that as an effort to censor you. But let's take a look specifically at one example here. We got the Italian election, as I reported earlier in the program, a massive sea change. We've now got an upstart political party, came in first place. They got 33% of the vote. The ruling party, which just 4 years ago got 40% of the vote, fell down to 18% of the vote. And it looks like there will be a coalition, a ruling coalition of anti-EU parties between two of these different parties, because there's two of them that finished strongly in the election. Now, what is the response of Samantha Powers, one of the top people in the Obama administration, top diplomat? She said, Italy joins a long list of elections that have been influenced by Russia. Sputnik will do what Sputnik does, she said. The question is, what are our democracies going to do about it? Will voters repudiate candidates who seek to benefit from Russian interference? You know, Lee, when I look at this from Samantha Powers, what are the democracies going to do about it? We had, as Nigel Farage pointed out, he said, in Greece, where they invented democracy, we had the European Union come in and shut down elected leaders and put in charge a Goldman Sachs banker who then started dictating economic terms to them. That's what the people are angry about. It has nothing to do with Russia. Russia may, not like to see the European Union there or not, but the people have legitimate Greece about what's going on. They got a gripe about this. They've seen their economy eviscerated. They've seen their borders violated. That's what that election was about.
Really excited about this Italian election. And let me tell you why. So when I wasn't following it closely. When I first heard about it, I heard that this right-wing party, the Five Star Movement, was projected to maybe win, that they were coming on, then they won. Okay.
Yeah, I think they're like left wing, and I think there's like Forza or something, which is the right wing party. But nevertheless, they're both anti EU. Both of these parties over there. Yeah.
Here's what it is. Here's what I love about it. They don't fit anywhere in the traditional left right spectrum, and this is what is scaring the heck out of people. So this is a party. The five stars have to do with the 5 points that they're in favor of. One of which is environmentalism, not traditionally a right wing cause, right? Mm-hmm. But they're also anti-EU. One of them is another big cause of there is what they is pulling back on the forced corporate modernization, right? What I love about this movement is it does not fit squarely in the broken left-right paradigm. Now, I'm on the right, broadly speaking, okay? But and the left-right difference, there are clear differences, but it's not the only way to look at things.
Oh, yeah. There's a two-dimensional political spectrum that's there that people don't pay any attention to.
That's right. And the more interesting dynamic in the world right now, you see it in Catalonia. You see it in the Trump election. You even see it in the Obama election, by the way. Look at what happened here historically. Obama didn't win because he was more liberal. Obama won because voters felt like, I'm sick of the establishment. Maybe this guy's something new. Didn't work out that way, but that's why people supported Obama. With Trump, it was really exactly the same thing. They're like, you know what? I'm sick of the establishment. This guy's different. Maybe we'll get something different. And look, Trump has not been perfect in everything that he's done. I don't agree with much of his foreign policy. What he ran on was great. What he's governing on is bad. But that being said, look at the sweep of history. Because if you and I can look at it, David, and everyone watching can look at it, do you know who else can look at it? The elites. And they're scared to death. They're scared to death.
Absolutely. Well, you look at it about every 70 or 80 years, you have you said everybody is anti-establishment. They don't like the establishment.
Right.
And we have seen that Strauss and Howe documented that with the fourth turning. They went back about 500 years in English history. English history up through American history, and said, look, about every 70 to 80 years, we have a sweeping change. You know, we have things like the American Revolution, or the Civil War, or the New Deal, or whatever. And so we can see that. We can even see it in Russia, you know, about 72 years between the October Revolution and then the fall of the Soviet Union. So there is this cycle of about 70 to 80 years, and that time is right about now. So that's one big aspect of it. And then the other part of this that's feeding it is that people are pushing back against this move towards centralization. They want more local control of their government. So those are really the overriding factors in this, regardless of where people are on individual issues, whether we label them as left or right. And that's why they got two parties in Italy. They disagree on a lot of details, but they agree on the fact that they don't like the establishment and they don't like giving up their lives to people going to govern them from a distance, just like we don't here in America. We don't want to be a part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership or the Climate Paris Agreement. Right. I think you're going to see here in America that there are going to be people in various state areas that say, we don't like being governed from Washington, as a matter of fact.
Well, let me tell you the other thing. Forget the historical sweep for a second. Leave that aside because that's accurate. But there's something very different now, and the elites are scared to death of it, and here's why. Tower Records. Let me explain. When you and I were growing up, David, remember record stores?
Oh, yeah.
The idea the idea when we were teenagers that we would grow up and there would be no record stores would have been completely unthinkable. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that? It's because right here I have an entire Tower Records on my phone, right? Mm-hmm. I have every song I'd ever want right now available to me, and so does everybody. I'm not the only one. And it's 10 bucks a month. It costs less for, you know, Spotify or Apple Music or whatever. It costs less. The elites saw that entire industries, the music industry, the video industry, the media was changing. Let me tell you, when you guys run the ads on InfoWars, I love them. Let me explain why. This is going to sound like the most suck-up thing I've ever said, but it's absolutely true. InfoWars has, period, the best business model of any news site, which is you're independent. As you pointed out, they cannot shut you. They can take away all the advertisers on YouTube, right?
And they try to block us from accepting ads or from even putting the ads for our products out there. So we put the ads for our products as part of our broadcast, as part of our radio broadcast or our YouTube or our media broadcast, because we can broadcast from our own website. We don't have to go through YouTube.
That's exactly right. And one of the things I love about being on Sputnik is that they don't ever restrict me. They don't tell me what to say. There's no nothing like that. And we're not commercial. Does that make sense? Which means that if I want to be critical of fill in the blank, any company, no sales guy ever comes in and says to me, hey, Lee, you really want to go light on Starbucks because I'm trying to get them as an advertiser for our day part in the nighttime. Right. And
that's
you know what I'm talking about.
On the opioid epidemic because it's being done by Big Pharma and they're our major sponsor on CNN and Fox and all this other kind of thing, right?
And so when I see the ads that you guys do on InfoWars, I'm excited because and this is why CNN is scared to death of you. Forget politics. You're an independent media outlet who is getting, in many cases, more viewers than the CNN day part, right, that you're up against. That is frightening as hell. And this goes back to Tower Records. The idea that there's no Blockbuster, there's no Tower, that the whole thing is changing. And by the way, this is one of my opinion. This is my opinion. This is why they push for Obamacare, because the next thing that's happening, and everybody knows this, the elites aren't dumb. They're very smart. So they know the fact that my watch that I wear right now we're not quite there yet. We're within a couple of years where if I start to have a heart attack, my watch will be able to call the ambulance for me, let's say, right? Or I can check my glucose now, or I can do my own blood pressure. The medical industry, tech is going to change everything. We see it changing.
So it's going to have some positive decentralizing effects. But, of course, one of the other ways they're going to push it. I'll get your comments on this on the other side. Is the smart cities, and are they going to consolidate control, these same Silicon Valley entrepreneurs that are shutting down our free speech?
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life.
Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the...
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lee Stranahan. You can find him... CitizenJournalismSchool.com, also ThePopulist.us. You can find him on Twitter at Stranahan. And we were talking as we went to a break. Lee brought up the fact that the way that we get information, just like the way that we get our music now, has changed radically. He was talking about Tower Record, the fact that we no longer buy records. Instead, we get subscription services. We rent this. From some central location. And I want to ask you, Lee, because this is something that is something that has been a focus of what I've looked at a long time. You know, we know that the Internet was the creation of a psychologist working for DARPA. He originally called it, J.C.R. Licklider originally called it the Intergalactic Computer Network, and we've shortened that up to the Internet. They want to get control of this. And the way I look at these services that are being put out there by YouTube, by Facebook, by Twitter, they have free services, quote-unquote. Well, if it's a free service, you are the product. They're selling information about you to other people and so forth. But they put this service out there for free. They lure us all in. You know, you had a YouTube channel that got shut down. They lure everybody in so they can create a massive monopoly. And now we're at the point where they are creating control. And I'm concerned as we're moving forward that there's a lot of the same companies are looking to do this in the real world as they're creating these smart cities and the driverless cars and the 5G and so forth. They're luring people into this system. And these people who are seeking monopolies are also seeking a society where we all become renters and they own everything. I mean, how do you see this whole large space? It's very disruptive in terms of the way we live our lives, in terms of the way we get our information. We're seeing a massive disruption right now.
There is a race going on right now between people who want to use technology to enhance their freedom, whether it's starting businesses, whether it's just expanding the ability to research things, whether it's entertainment, whatever it is. And let me add a factor to what you said about these tech companies. These tech companies are under threat. Let me make real clear on this. Yeah. The tech companies, and I have this from people in Silicon Valley, the government has told them, if you don't play ball with us, we're going to use antitrust legislation against you. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And this is
they offer them both
told.
A carrot and a stick. I mean, they get subsidies in some cases, but then they also get a threat. Sometimes that threat is so that they have plausible liability, you know, deniability, I should say, to do something that they really wanted to do as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of different aspects to this. You know, sometimes they put pressure on them and say, you need to start taking control of this so that you can shut things down immediately.
There's a reason planned economies don't work. There's a reason North Korea is the way it is. There's a reason the Soviet Union was the way it is. It's because you cannot get central authorities. There's too many individual decisions that people make every day, and people are able to do stuff in secret and everything else. So there's a race right now between the elites, people who are running.
Do we lose Lee?
Straight up declaring martial law, right? They haven't done that. But people are wising up to it. And what's happening is there's more of us than there are of them. So let's say they take InfoWars off YouTube. InfoWars is still on the InfoWars channel. They'll still go someplace. The really disruptive thing about the internet is its ability to route around problems. Does that make sense?
That's right.
And
that's right.
That's why, you know, there's a reason I call my site populist.tv. There's a reason I named the media site, and we're just still building it. And we haven't lived up to the promise yet. But the future of politics is what I refer to as populism. It's anti-elitism. Now, let's go back to the Italian elections. There is no equivalent of the five-star movement in this country right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming. And when it comes, it's not going to look like the right or the left. It's going to look like people are going to be confused by it because they're going to go, gee, well, this populist movement, they're not exactly saying what the Democrats say. They're not exactly saying what the Republicans say. I believe the only successful populist movement is going to have to be a small government populist movement. I say that based on history. Communist revolutions, for instance, the Soviet Union, Cuba, they're clearly part of populism in the big sweep of things. Does that make sense? They're clearly
I agree. I mean, you look at the American Revolution. Why was it successful?
Right.
People understood it was about liberty. They kept hammering liberty, liberty, liberty. You look at the Reform Party movement, and it was a movement that was fed up. It was anti-establishment. We're tired of this. But like you point out, people were all over the place. There wasn't a central theme that they could latch on. They were against the center, but they didn't have something to replace it with. And quite frankly, if we don't find, you know, they might find one thing. It could be around environmentalism or something. But if we don't coalesce really around liberty, we're just going to be jumping out of the frying pan into the fire.
Well, and I think that, though, when you talk about specific political issues, and you know this as well, one of the ideas where most so-called conservatives, I'm not saying they're not really conservatives. I'm saying it's only one way to look at it. They're in rural. A lot of conservatives are in rural America, right?
Mm-hmm.
You tell me the hunters, fishermen, you tell me they're not environmentalists. They are. You tell me that
well, they'd call themselves conservationists. They'd call themselves conservationists, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. But they're addressing some of the same problems. They don't want a big company dumping waste in a river.
That's right. That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so once people figure out that the sweet spot on, like, we just pick on that one issue, is somewhere between conservationism and environmentalism, which gets to supporting rights, right? Which ultimately gets to, you don't have a right as a company to use a river as your dumping ground. That's you're going beyond your rights. I believe, again, I when I talk about populism, I always frame myself, I'm a small government populist, because I believe that clearly, as soon as you start to get into the big government aspect, you become what you hated. You become the elite by definition.
Oh, yeah. And it destroys individual liberty. That's why the founders of the country were so concerned, and even the people who were pro-Constitution, they said, don't worry, it's not going to become this centralized monster. Well, it has become a centralized monster. So you have to have individual liberty at the forefront, and you have to have a decentralized government. Those are two essential parts of it. And the, you know, the point there is to respect individual choice, individual freedoms and liberties. And, you know, that's really going to be a part of it. Decentralization. And that is a part of this movement, that I'm starting to see everywhere. You know, you see it, whether it's in Catalonia trying to get out of Spain or Northern Italy, or even these larger national elections where they want to get out of the EU.
Now, the part where I think you're going to see the populist movement be different is on issues like healthcare, for instance. I think it is a valid populist position to say that a bottom line safety net, not single payer, single payer is complete government control, but some sort of bottom line safety net is something that a lot of people actually would go, well, yeah, that makes sense. And I think a lot of people also think that if your 3-year-old gets leukemia, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just lost you hit the bad luck lottery there. And a lot of people are open to that. So part of the thing is starting to develop populist positions that are distinct from populism. To me is not libertarianism. It combines even the populism that I picture in my head. It combines elements of libertarianism. It combines a small government view, but it realizes that, for instance, you actually do need the government sometimes to come in and stop if a corporation is in fact, and by the way, I'm in favor of antitrust legislation being used against YouTube and against Twitter, but I'm not in favor of it being used as a stick to frighten them. Actually, don't let them get away with what they're doing. And so that's what's interesting. The reason this five-star movement is so fascinating to me is because it's the first real evidence I see of a populist thing that is not, you cannot shoehorn it. And it's not the left. It's not the right. It's this weird hybrid. Now,
I agree. Did we lose? Go ahead. Sorry, it froze up there for a second. Go ahead, Lee.
No, that's all. That's all. I just think it's going to look a little different. But I'm really excited about it. I'm very, very interested in it because to me, the future of politics is the Bernie supporters and the Trump supporters saying, wait a minute. We agree on the problems. Let's try to find a solution that's sane, right? Mm-hmm. And that actually works.
That's right.
And that isn't just people repeating their bumper stickers.
That's right. Well, it's going to be an interesting discussion. And I hope that it's part of this. We understand too. I mean, even when we talk about healthcare, a lot of times we don't realize we haven't had a free market in healthcare where the government hasn't interfered with it and skewed things in one direction for a very long time. Sometimes we make two mistakes rather than realizing what the original mistake was. Maybe we haven't tried freedom in so long we don't even know what it looks like. But thank you for joining us. Very interesting discussion. Lee Stranahan, you can find him at citizenjournalismschool.com, thepopulist.us, and Twitter at Stranahan. Thank you for joining us today.
InfoWars has partnered with Defender Body Armor to bring you a new state-of-the-art line of advanced, highly tested body armor from InfoWarsStore.com. Defender Body Armor is certified to protect against all handgun rounds and even armor-piercing FN 5.7 pistol rounds. The secret to Defender Body Armor is its proprietary processing technology that disperses more kinetic energy at a rate higher than any other traditional body armor. Using one of the strongest synthetic materials ever created, called ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene, Defender Armor is also super compact and lightweight. There's a reason the Department of Defense chose Defender to manufacture their new line of advanced lightweight armor. It works. Defender Body Armor is made right here in America and has received the highest level ballistic resistance certification from an authorized NIJ ballistic laboratory. Defender Body Armor is now available through InfoWarsStore.com so you can defend yourself, your family, and finance the InfoWar against the globalists all at the same time. A total 360 win.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other 2 is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.